following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
If you like to ride, you'll love shopping at Performance Bicycle. With over 10,000 items, a lifetime guarantee, and a low price promise, PerformanceBike.com is the first choice for millions of cyclists across America. Plus, don't miss the huge savings during the big summer sale event going on now at PerformanceBike.com. Hundreds of items on sale, up to 50% off. Save on bikes and all the gear for road, mountain, neighborhood, and city riding. Go to PerformanceBike.com now and save.
Twitter user @Janae_Boyles tweeted, "I hate my car with a passion. Hashtag untrustworthy." Janae, good thing it's the Honda Summer Clearance Event. We've got great deals on the Accord, which has been on Car and Driver's 10 Best List a record 27 times. That means you can focus that passionate hatred on other things, like sunburns and broccoli.
Well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR financing at the Honda Summer Clearance Event, happening now.
Car and Driver, January 2013. See dealer for financing details.
It's a special two-hour Doug and Daddy show live from the Big Ten Media Days in Chicago. Doug and Mike took the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth east to catch up with Big Ten coaches and players about the upcoming football season. So let's go live to Chicago for the Doug and Daddy show.
Chicago. It is day two of Big Ten Media Days, and the Doug and Daddy Show is with you again, brought to you in part by Gary Michaels Clothier and Bruce Furniture. We want to thank them for their sponsorship and allowing us to be here for these last 2 days, and we've got a big 2 hours ahead of you. We're going to be talking a lot of Nebraska football. We'll hear more from Bo Pelini from his one-on-one. We also will talk with Nebraska quarterback Taylor Martinez, and we'll talk with the Huskers' Ciante Evans today as well. We'll also hear from John Urschel. He is going to be the keynote speaker at the Big Ten Luncheon. All the coaches have something to say, but then one individual is selected to give a speech, and John Urschel is a big, big man. He's an offensive guard, and he's as good on the field as off. As many people believe, maybe the epitome of student athlete in the entire country, not just in the Big Ten. It'll be interesting what he has to say. We'll talk with him. We'll hear some comments from Bill O'Brien as well. Catch up with Charles Davis of Sports. That's all coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show here today from Chicago Hill. Doug, Duda, and Mike Will with you, as we've got a lot more that'll be in store, but pretty busy morning, Michael.
And we had the one-on-one roundtable type of discussions. That's where all the coaches, all the players had their own tables, and you could just slide up there. Bo Pelini, I spent much of the day, the morning with Bo. He seemed to be relaxed in that type of setting. Just people sitting around the round table. He seemed a lot more relaxed than maybe he was yesterday. But Bo Pelini was very accessible. We had a chance to talk with him yesterday, had a chance to talk with him this morning. I think the questions of how Taylor Martinez handled the big-time media attention here, I think he performed well. He was with a lot of the national media today at a table right beside us. So I think those questions have been answered. And I think I just got the funny feeling, as far as the Nebraska contingent was concerned, Nebraska has a lot of confidence right now. Of course, this is the time of the season when you have a lot of that confidence. But I was with you last year at this event. I got a better sense of confidence coming out of the group this year than I did last year.
Well, and they're all captains, four-year starters for Taylor Martinez. These are the guys that have been there. This was a good representation. Of course, Rex Burkhead was here last year. I mean, so you can't overlook that. But you've got some guys there that are going to do some really good things and have potential to do a lot of good things.
We talked a lot about the captains yesterday. We had a chance to talk with Bo, and you heard that yesterday on Doug and Daddy. A lot of the other people kind of picked up on that today at the round table. Some of the folks from Michigan were there. Some of the folks from Michigan State were there talking about why Bo went to the system of having a captain's name for the entire year rather than what he has done in the past, and that was to name captains on a week-by-week basis. He just said that simply it was what was best for the team right now. And he repeated that several times. This is what's best for the team right now. So,
well, and you can go on, and there's a lot of the blogs that you can be on, obviously, a lot of blogs, a lot of our Doug and Daddy talk, and we're glad that you're with us here today from Chicago. A couple of notes out there getting to the captains. They said there will be assistant captains at every position, and they kind of named who those would be, and one of those is quarterback Tommy Armstrong, who's new to the program. Interested to see that he is going to be there. Amir Abdullah for the running backs, Kenny Bell for the wide receivers, Jeremiah Searles, Jason Ankra, Trevor Roach, Josh Mitchell, Corey Cooper. Amani Cross is going to be trying to take care of the young kids, the incoming recruits. Siante Evans is going to be obviously one of the captains as well in there. So there'll be captains. There's a little more structure, I guess.
Yeah, Bo kind of talked about that this morning. He said there was a captain name for each individual type of units. And he mentioned the younger kids coming up, there would be a captain for them. And they asked him to name the captains, and he said, I don't have that in front of me right now. I can't recall who they are. So obviously, a lot of thought has gone into that. But there's a captain name for just about every unit of the football team.
Also talked about a little Scott Frost connection today, how Nebraska and Oregon, because Scott Frost is now their offensive coordinator, and it was announced just earlier this week that he's actually going to be calling plays for their new head coach up there. He will be the play caller. He may not be front and center all the time, Scott Frost, but he does get back to Nebraska, and he does talk to the coaches, and they've exchanged some ideas and plays over time.
There's no doubt about it. One other thing that kind of popped up during Bo's discussion today, he said he's met with Tom Osborne during the past year or so, Milt Tenneper, and they have kind of devised some offensive schemes and some offensive plays, even from the 1990s, that may be coming back into the repertoire for Husker football this year as far as the offense is concerned. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Also, Coach Bellini knows the defensive line has got to get better, and he addressed that today.
There's no doubt about it, but again, I feel a lot more confidence out of the defense than maybe what we thought we were going to get when we came down here. As we're being swarmed under by mascots here today. What's going on?
Well, the mascots are here for the Big Ten luncheon. Again, over 1,700 people will be here for the Big Ten luncheon today, which is open to fans, and it is access. They're all doing their autograph session right now, getting pictures taken. They get an hour to do that. Then they have the luncheon. They hear from the player rep. They hear from Dave Revson, who will be the MC. They'll hear from the coaches as well. But Nebraska Coach Bellini, just getting back to that defense here a little bit. There's a lot of guys that came in that 2012 class. A lot of those guys we talked about that they weren't going to burn a red shirt last year just to play them. They're going to go ahead and let them develop a little bit more, and now those guys will start to come into the picture.
He said they were going to be a lot better in the defensive secondary, and he said he had some pains back there in the past. Obviously, we gave up a lot of points the last couple of games of last year, but he said those guys are much, much better for the 2013 season, and he was looking forward to getting those guys back on the field again.
Names you will start to hear: Malik Collins. That's going to be, even though you hear these names, and if you follow the recruiting sites all the time and the chat boards, these names aren't new to you. But Malik Collins are going to be there, and it looks like Corey Cooper, Harvey Jackson, Charles Jackson are all going to be in the mix this year for the Huskers on defense.
And there's been a lot of talk about the Huskers defense here during the Big Ten media days, as we expected when we flew out here. He's had to answer a lot of questions about what has happened with the Nebraska defense. And again, I get the sense that things have changed here since maybe the last time we saw the Huskers on the field for the bowl game last year in the Big Ten championship game. I just get a sense of feeling that a lot has changed in that category, and I think we're going to have a good defense this year.
And also, there's a lot of talk here, especially nationally, about what Urban Meyer is doing and saying, what Commissioner Jim Delaney is doing and saying. We'll have plenty of time to digest that and talk over that over the next month before the football season actually begins. But again, fan day for the Huskers coming up on August the 2nd, a week from Friday, and they begin practice on August the 3rd. The feeling is that over this next week, yeah, a lot of guys are getting prepared, but there'll be one last chance for everybody to get a breather, the kids to go home, do whatever they want, kind of get everything cleared out, because then it will be football work season here for the next 5-6 months. It's always ongoing, but this will be the last chance here. There is a little break, a week at least, between media days and the actual start of the season.
Thanks, August 3rd will be the first day of practice down in Lincoln, and then the first game coming up on August the 30th, a home game with Wyoming. So you get right into the thick of things, and then it's like I said, it's a grueling task for 4 or 5 months for the Husker football team.
Well, we've got a lot going on right here on the Doug and Daddy Show live from Big Ten Media Days, brought to you by our official clothier. That is, of course, Gary Michaels Clothier of Hastings, providing you with the finest menswear from Lincoln to Denver. If they can make myself and Mike look good, they can make anybody look good.
My problem this morning was my dark blue pants looked a lot like my black pants. I didn't know if I had blue or black on, so I had to get it in the sun.
Where were you last night?
I've got my yellow shirt on, but I couldn't tell if these pants were blue or black. I have a tough time distinguishing those.
The gals do such a great job helping us out.
I know, but in the store, they knew exactly that it was dark blue or it was black. They said, well, get your blue pants and you wear your – they even told us what we had to wear with it. Well, our pants. Wear your yellow shirt with your blue pants. That'll work.
Everything but the Garanimal tag.
And you got your, what is that? Is that teal? Is that a teal looking shirt today?
It looks good to me.
It's a teal shirt with your brown trousers
the
today.
First thing right off the rack we got there at Gary's Michaels. We worked around that. We want to thank the gang there. They could make you look good as well, whether it's for daily work, whether you're going to a job interview. Maybe you got to get a suit for a wedding, as that was going on when we were in there a week ago as well, getting a setup for a big wedding. They can take care of you. Gary Michaels Clothier with their Beat the Heat summer sale going on right now. It is through the end of July. Don't run out of time. July 31st, the last day to get 25% off all summer sportswear for guys and gals, including Cutter and Buck, Tommy Bahama, and Forsyth, and 25% off all summer suits and sports coats for the career guys as well. Sale ends July 31st, so head over to Gary Michaels Clothiers. They're open late Thursday. This just happens to be Thursday, open late, and Saturdays till 4. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings. Also, we want to let you in on our Bruce Furniture, Midtown Mark Cooler question of the day, so we can get you online at ESPNSuperstation.com. To follow along, vote on the poll question. No surprise here. Yesterday when we came on, the Big Ten had their players to watch list. It's kind of like they don't do a preseason all-conference team, and so they put out a players to watch list, 5 on offense, 5 on defense. Yesterday's poll question, who is the favorite to win the Graham George Big Ten Offensive Player of the Year Award? Braxton Miller took 57% of the vote, the quarterback from Ohio State, and the only other votes went to Taylor Martinez. Imagine that.
Well, how can we turn that around? Let's flip that a little bit. Huskers with a little bit of success this year, and Tommy with a great season, or Taylor with a great season here this year. Maybe we can flip that around a little bit.
Well, how about now? The Big Ten has its players to watch list. Who's going to win the Defensive Player of the Year, the Nagurski Woodson Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year Award? Chris Borland, linebacker, Wisconsin. Max Bullough, linebacker, Michigan State. Bradley Roby, corner, Ohio State, who didn't make it here because of the suspensions from earlier this week at Ohio State, or Ryan Shazer, linebacker of Ohio State. If you've got another choice, you can email that to us as well, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. But vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question today. Who is the favorite to win the Big Ten Nagurski Woodson Defensive Player of the Year Award? This is interesting.
Husker player on this list?
No, that's not interesting. Talked to Borland this morning from Wisconsin. Talked to Bullough again from Michigan State. He was one of the guys that was here last year. I just love Max Bullough. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. And then you look at Ohio State. I'm going to go away from those two, Borland or Bullough. I'm going to go with my man Max. I'm going to go with Max Bullough, linebacker, Michigan State. That's my vote. You got
a
pick?
Well, if Roby is reinstated to the team and is out there, he's obviously an NFL prospect. In fact, a very good NFL prospect. But now it's going to be a case of getting him back on the field, or if he's going to be back on the team or what. Who knows? Who knows how that debacle is all going to pan out here in the next couple of weeks. I assume from what we're hearing here that it's not as a big a deal.
The two freshmen that they had to do, one totally off the team, one they sent home and won't play this year.
But I think that the main guys, I'll bet my bottom dollar that I have my wallet, which is not
easy
much.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, but it's not. I don't have my $4 million with me, but maybe my $6 or $7 that I have left over from a night in the town, we might be able to put that out on the table. I bet those guys will maybe miss one game. maybe miss one game, and they'll be back on the field. By the time the Big Ten conference season rolls around, we'll give them the benefit of that. We'll knock off a couple of non-conference games in there. We'll give them a two-game suspension. All right? Then they'll be back on the field for the Buckeyes.
There's always some excitement going on out there, just like Nebraska with Darrell Biggs. We're going to suspend him three games. One of them's the exhibition.
Yeah.
What? What? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
But he's going to miss the home opener. Who cares?
Florida Gulf Coast, but which will be fun. It is what it is. Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, we will have Taylor Martinez right at the noon hour, right at noon. That's when we're going to have Taylor Martinez interview for you. We're also going to hear from Bo Pelini coming up in the next half hour. And Ciante Evans is coming up. We'll hear from Charles Davis of Fox coming up in our second hour. And we are going to talk a little Penn State, because before he makes his speech here, John Urschel, the offensive guard, has joined us on the Doug and Daddy Show. So we'll hear from John, who is giving the players' keynote address here, if you will, at Big Ten Luncheon. And we'll also hear a few comments from his coach, Bill O'Brien, about John Urschel. Plus, we've got Legion Baseball to talk about. The next candidate for UNK's athletic director is going to be on campus. We'll tell you when that is. It's all coming up. Doug and Daddy Show live from Big Ten Media Days in Chicago.
My name is Megan. The day that I decided to go into Complete Nutrition, I literally circled the store 6 or 7 times to get up the courage to go in. When you're overweight, you have to be like, hi, I need help. Please don't judge me. I walked in and this smiling face was there, and he was ready to help and wanted to know about me and my goals and who I am as a person. From that point on, Complete Nutrition changed my life.
Whether you want to lose weight, gain muscle, or maintain a healthy lifestyle, Complete Nutrition has the products, supplements, and support you need. Our certified trainers and nutrition experts will partner with you every step of the way to help achieve your goals. Stop into a store today and receive a free multivitamin. No purchase necessary.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
The field performed better. Complete Nutrition.
Twitter user Casey Jackson tweeted, "Oh, it's cool. It's not like I had plans or anything. Hashtag stupid car." Casey, we sense your sarcasm, but it's the Honda Summer Clearance Event. Come check out the Civic. It's the best-selling small car in America, and it's loaded with standard features. But who wants a great deal on a great car? You, from what it sounds like.
Well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR financing at the Honda Summer Clearance Event, happening now.
Based on Polk U.S. new retail registrations in the small car segment for January 2008 through March 2013. See dealer for financing details.
If you're on Medicare Part B and have diabetes, you're probably at the corner of big changes and where will I get my testing supplies? Starting July 1st, if you use a mail order provider, you may have to find another option. Fortunately, Walgreens carries all major brands, including One Touch, Contour, AccuCheck, Freestyle, and TrueTest. We also accept assignment and bill Medicare along with your supplemental insurance. Talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today at the corner of happy and healthy.
Can you grab me a sports drink?
Why?
I just ran across the entire parking lot. It's so hot out.
Sports drinks are for intense workouts lasting at least an hour.
But I need to rehydrate.
Water is the best way to rehydrate. No sugar, no syrups, just H2O.
Hey, that's what our bodies are made of.
And drinking water is the best way to replenish it.
I should probably stop drinking pop, too.
That's right. Rethink your drink and visit ActivateBuffaloCounty.com.
At Copycat Printing, we do more than copy and print. We help our customers communicate. Today, the need for effective design is stronger than ever.
With the experience from our design team, let us help you refresh your look. Whether it's a new design or enhancing your current vision, we provide personalized designs for any project in mind.
Design isn't just a job, it's our passion.
Contact the design team at Copycat Printing, 2100 Avenue A, visit CarneyCopycat.com, or like them on Facebook. Copycat Printing, the better idea.
A full moon shining bright, edge of the water, we were feeling all right. Back down a country road, the girls are always hot and the beer is ice cold.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from Big Ten Media Days in Chicago, brought to you in part by Bruce Furniture of Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. you're a student looking to furnish your room or apartment for the upcoming year, or the parent of a student, then look for Bruce Furniture's bargain basement area, where Bruce Furniture has consignments, closeouts, and clearance items, fantastic cash and carry items, and they can pick up your old furniture when you purchase something new and even sell the used furniture on consignment. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. As you heard some Jake Owen bringing us back in, we may be in Chicago, but I know it's going to be a good time tonight at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. I just wish we could have finagled a flight to get back in time from Jake Owen, Kip Moore going on tonight. It is going to be, I've heard the ticket sales, the ticket totals. Folks, have a good time tonight. Be safe. It should be a great concert, Jake Owen, Kip Moore.
We needed to talk to our travel coordinator to see if we could get an earlier flight out of this place, huh?
Just a charter. Just a charter, man.
I've talked to the boss about maybe getting our charter plane ready to go.
Flying back into Kearney / Hastings / Grand Island International Airport, any of them. But fun times will be had tonight and throughout the weekend. And so hopefully everybody can have a good time with what's going on there. Doug Duda, Mike Will with you here at Big Ten Media Days in Chicago. A couple of other sports notes. Ken Hamilton putting into the Lincoln Journal Star today. And this will be interesting because Monday is Cox Classic Media Days. That was the big event for golf in the state here for all these years. What is it, 18 years? I mean, it's an unbelievable number of years that the Cox Classic has been going on. But we've been talking. It's been moved. Part of the reason was because of the United States Senior Open, and they didn't want to compete with that, all that was going to be going on, so they moved it afterwards. It's coming up at the end of August. It's not really the best place for the organizers, but they haven't re-upped with Champions Run, where the golf course is played at. They have to re-up every year with their main sponsor. Firethorn in Lincoln might be in the running for a web.com event, which probably would be called something different. And according to Hamilton's article today, might not necessarily be next year. They might need some time to get that ready. But it'd be a shame to not, now that it's here, it'd be a shame not to have a big-time golf event in the state of Nebraska when there's so much momentum coming off the Senior Open.
Is it because they don't want it at Champions anymore, or what's the deal there?
It's part of it. That's part of it. I think it's worn out its welcome. It's been there a generation. You've got some new people in charge. It's unfortunate. I think it's unfortunate. Everybody seems to have a fun time with that. The players call it one of the best stops of the year. It pays out some pretty decent money. The fans are always there. They got great volunteer help, and they know how to do it there. They've got it. They've done it long enough that the system is perfect for it. Well, perfect, but I mean it's in place.
Firethorn, a capable facility, obviously.
A beautiful golf course. Problem is, the best golf courses in the state are places where you can't hold events like that. Sand Hills, Valentine, think Gothenburg, and there's still great golf courses all over the place. Firethorn did have the U.S. Women's Amateur back in the mid-90s, which Kelly Keeney won, and that was the last big event that the USGA brought to Nebraska until the Senior Open this year. So be interesting how that plays out again. Cox Classic Media Day is set for Monday in Omaha, and hopefully we'll have more to talk about there.
There'll be one or two questions on Monday, won't there?
Yeah,
with all the
there'll be questions, but will there be answers?
Probably not.
Will there be answers? Monty Kratzenstein comes in as my co-host tomorrow, the former Husker tight end. Give his thoughts on what he's seen and heard here from Big Ten to Media Days, where we are at today. Other news and notes this morning as we were bopping around. As Mike, you said you were hanging around Coach Pelini most of the morning, finding out what was going on. I had a chance to bop around and talk to a variety of different people, and one of those was linebacker Chris Borland out of Wisconsin, and also hearing and talking to Gary Anderson, the new football coach. They know that even though they're the three-time Big Ten champions, they weren't a Big Ten championship team last year, except on the Saturday where they rolled over Nebraska. They know that they dropped their final two games. They know that they were 4-4 in the conference. And I think everybody – and there wasn't a whole lot about Brett Bielema. The talk was about Gary Anderson, and not intentionally trying to avoid stuff. It's just that I never really heard the question asked a whole lot.
About
Bielema. I think there was some hard feelings. One of the guys did say yesterday Jared Abadaris, who we had on, said the one thing that impressed me was that I know that Coach Anderson called all his players personally before leaving Utah State, which also says Brett Bielema didn't do that at Wisconsin.
I heard Gary Anderson address the big room yesterday, and I got the same feeling that there might be a little hard feelings between the old administration and the new administration. That's okay. That's okay for us. We don't care, do we?
No, Nebraska doesn't care. They want to see what's going on. Just some early thoughts here before we hear from some of our guests on the Doug and Daddy show today. Has your opinion changed on a team? Maybe not necessarily a player, but is a team you say, well, maybe they're a little bit better, or wow, they really aren't going to be as good as I thought, or they are going to be exactly what I thought. Anything that stuck out from any of the 12 teams?
I think the bottom teams that we talked to yesterday, the Illinois and the teams like that, I think they're going to be bad. I think they're going to be bad football teams. There's no doubt about it. And there might be the upper echelon of the Big Ten and the lower echelon of the Big Ten. I think the teams that we think are going to be bad this year are going to be bad. I don't have any different feeling.
The interesting thought that I have is I think that line that you draw from good teams to bad teams is going to be a lot farther down this year in the Big Ten. I think there is going to be some balance. I think Coach Kill of Minnesota always sells me. And again, they may be a better football team, but their record may not show it. I think the Legends Division, of which Nebraska is a part of, is going to be a gauntlet. And I didn't get a good enough feeling on Iowa. But
how many teams would you put in the bad category?
Teams that will struggle this year include Illinois, Purdue, Iowa.
Although we had one guest yesterday that told us look out for the Nebraska-Purdue game. He thought that would be a trap game. So I don't know if we can put Purdue.
I didn't think Charles put as much prep time into his thought this year as he did last year.
Oh, yeah. Last year he came out with a UCLA game. He said, look out for UCLA, and bam, what happened? We got beat at UCLA. This year he says that we should beat UCLA at home, but he came up with Purdue. He came up with Purdue. He says, look out for that Purdue game. So you and I both looked at each other. Purdue? Are you crazy?
Well, we'll talk about that with Charles Davis later on in the program today about why he thought that might happen. Doug and Daddy show live from Chicago, and Big Ten Media Days going on. If you've got an email, fire it off to us. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. You can always Facebook us at ESPN Superstation, and you can always tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. We would love to hear from you.
Just got a text from somebody who says, not so fast on bagging on Purdue. They'll be much improved. So evidently,
Well, what's much improved? They were 6-7, went to a bowl game last year. I think they take a step back. 6-7 going to a bowl game. Much improved. If they're much improved from 6-6 in a bowl game where they went 6-7, you're talking about a 9-win football team. There's no way in hell.
Yeah, no way.
There's no way.
No way.
No way. And if so, then obviously Daryl Hazel is the coach of the year and probably won't be at Purdue very long.
He'll be gone.
He'll be going on to a bigger and better things that are going on out there in the world. A couple of things we wanted to also get to here. We told you that the next athletic director candidate for the University of Nebraska at Kearney is going to be coming on campus, and it looks like they're going to do that again on Monday. Kind of the same schedule here. Jean Berger will be coming on campus. She has been at Northern Iowa since 2008, the direct supervisor of four women's sports. She also oversees academic services, NCAA compliance, and athletic training, responsible for implementing and monitoring gender equity plans and assisting with marketing and budgeting of those assigned programs. She's also been at Drake, and she will be on campus for a campus UNK community and media forum at 11 a.m. at the Nebraskan Student Union Ponderosa Room. And once again, the community of Kearney and all UNK alum that are interested can go to UNK's Alumni House Monday at 5 o'clock to meet the second candidate in Gene Berger.
I like the way that Nebraska Kearney is conducting the search for a new athletic director. We went through a very similar situation at Hastings College a couple of years ago. We were nowhere close to what Nebraska Kearney has done. Nebraska Kearney named the four finalists. They're bringing them in one at a time and giving you guys a chance and us a chance to meet the candidates. They're talking with, like you said, the alumni, the other people in the community. I like that process. And we didn't do that at Hastings College when we named our athletic director. We did that when we named a basketball coach several years ago, brought in the four candidates, and we had a chance to talk with them and get familiar with the people, and then they named the head basketball coach. We haven't done that since for some reason. You know, we've had several openings. It hasn't been this open, and I like the way that Nebraska County is conducting that.
That will be a definite topic for discussion at some point that may get one or both of us in trouble with our local.
You don't like this process?
Or? No. I'm just talking about Hastings College, all the changes that are going on there. UNK is going to have some changes, and I think there's going to be more changes in the near future.
Anytime you bring in a new athletic director, get ready for some change.
I'm hearing rumblings already that I guess – at first when I heard him, I couldn't believe it. And then when I hear it again, and then you hear it again, you go, then you start to question why, who, what. This will be a topic for another day. But
look what's happening at Hastings. Yeah, we bring in a new athletic director, and all of a sudden, bam, the longtime baseball coach is gone. We have a new basketball coach, and we have another new basketball coach. And we get new positions created everywhere that no one knew. Really, we're out there. We got an assistant athletic director. We got a strength and conditioning coach now at Hastings College. These are positions that no one knew were even existed at Hastings College. And all of a sudden, they're there. They have a new person hired there, and they roll on. So
that's what makes it interesting.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's the newness of it all. When we come back to the Doug and Daddy Show, it's both feet in the water here as we're going to be talking with Penn State's John Urschel, head coach Bill O'Brien. Then we're going to hear from Coach Bo Pelini at the top of the hour, right after 12 noon. Taylor Martinez, Nebraska quarterback, will join us. Siante Evans, Charles Davis from Fox. So it's all football and a little bit of State Legion baseball for the remainder of the show up until 1 o'clock. Stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Big Ten Media Days, brought to you in part by Gary Michaels Clothiers of Hastings, providing you with the best and finest menswear from Lincoln to Denver.
Round up your team for the annual Coors Miller four-person golf scramble, August 3rd and 4th at the Kearney Country Club. Your entry fee gets you golf on Saturday and Sunday, carts, steak dinner, Calcutta, complimentary drinks, and more. There's also a Friday night shootout and practice round available. Shotgun start on Saturday at 8 or 1:30, so register for your tee time today with the final Sunday at 10 a.m. It's the annual four-person Coors Miller golf scramble, Saturday, August 3rd, Sunday, August 4th at the Kearney Country Club.
You're in your car debating a summer road trip, but you'd visit more gas stations than landmarks, and you don't want photos of fuel pumps. First stop, AutoZone. Changing your oil regularly helps you get maximum efficiency and mileage, meaning less time at the pump, and more time looking up Abraham Lincoln's nose.
Right now at AutoZone, for only $21.99, get a 5-quart jug of Castrol conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter. Just $21.99. Get in the zone. AutoZone. See store for restrictions and details.
And now, another great hit from Flo. Discounts from Progressive are good.
Why is a strike bad in baseball if it's good in bowling? And then someone told me about a basketball strike. That sounds bad, but I'm not quite sure. But I think we all can agree it's good to get discounts from Progressive.
Progressive offers lots of discounts to help you save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, partial sunshine at times, do have a chance for scattered showers and storms with high temperatures in the lower part of the 80s. Winds a bit breezy from the south. For tonight, 62. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now, 73.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program. Doug Duda and Mike Will, live from Big Ten Media Days here in Chicago, brought to you in part by Bruce Furniture of Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. When you're shopping for new furniture, remember, they offer free delivery. Old furniture removal, they'll take it out. Straightforward pricing. There's no fine print when you deal with the folks at Bruce Furniture. Customer-focused, service-based selling. That means they take care of you, because when you don't like it in the home, they'll take it back and find something for you. It's just right for you. Their in-home guarantee. Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. A reminder, Kearney Little Leaguers are headed to the Midwest Regional. First game is August the 2nd. And we'll talk a whole lot about that next week on the program. Talk with Coach and a whole lot more when it comes to that. Of course, Kearney Little Leaguers became the first Nebraska team to go to the Little League World Series last year, and they're hoping to get back there and get through that experience again. And they'll head to the Midwest region. They always need to raise some funds to do that. Last night, they did that at Little Caesars. Tomorrow, they'll have a hot dog and brisket sandwich stand set up at Kearney's Apple Market parking lot. This will go from 11 to 1. So you get a sandwich, chips, pop for a free will donation. And then Saturday, they'll have their car wash and bake sale up at Builder's Warehouse in Kearney from 11 to 1. So 11 to 1 at Apple Market Friday, 11 to 1 car wash bake sale Saturday at Builder's Warehouse.
Just a little hint, in order to get to maybe Doug to one of those fundraisers, they have some sort of a steak feed or something like that. Thanks for the walking tour of Chicago last night, by the way. We walked. Let me tell you, how many miles did we walk last night looking for a place to eat?
Easy, old man.
I bet we walked 8 miles down in downtown Chicago. And you were just rolling around, taking a left, taking a right. We walked another couple of blocks, taking a left, taking a right. Finally, we got to this place to eat.
Yeah, great place out there, folks. And but we were just enjoying the evening. Enjoying the evening. Let's enjoy some Big Ten football right here. John Urschel, offensive guard, was here last year. He's here again this year. He's giving the players address at the 42nd annual Big Ten luncheon. And we had a chance to catch up with him this morning during our roundtable session. What a great guy. One of the smartest student athletes. Got the Medal of Honor Award last year from the Big Ten, which is the highest award that is bestowed upon a student athlete. Talk a little football first off with John Urschel, and wanting to know, coming off last year, obviously, with all that was going on, what's the mindset of the team this year now that most of that hopefully is in the past?
Honestly, I think we have the same mindset going in. Play good football, try to win football games, but I'd say the difference is the outside world, how you guys are reporting things. I'd say last year it was tough to turn on the TV or pick up a newspaper and not see distractions, whereas this year I'm pleased to see that things are very much focused on football, as they should be.
John, how important was it to have success last year coming off all those distractions?
Well, it was important that we showed how resilient we are as a football team and as a university. But at the same time, we don't hold ourselves to the standards of what you expect of us. We have our own expectations. And that's what we hold ourselves accountable to.
John, you said earlier in an interview that your team didn't want to be viewed differently.
I think it's very important. We're football players, just like anyone else here. And I think it's important that people start to realize that we have a football team, we're playing football, and that this should be the focus of Penn State football, should be the actual team, playing football on Saturdays.
John Urschel joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Penn State offensive guard giving the keynote speech today at the 42nd annual Big Ten football luncheon here in Chicago.
You've been asked to give the players' speech today at the banquet. Talk about first just having the opportunity to do that.
Well, it's an honor. It's very humbling that they asked me to speak on behalf of the players at this luncheon. I'm looking forward to addressing the Big Ten. And on top of that, I'd say it's really interesting to think about how far I've come. I never would have imagined such a thing in my wildest dreams when I was a freshman.
Are you surprised that they're giving a Penn State player the opportunity to address the entire conference today?
I wouldn't say surprised they're giving it to a Penn State player. I'd say surprised they're giving it to an offensive lineman, and an offensive lineman at that, that I'm pretty sure no one has really heard of. So I'm not a quarterback, I'm not Denard Robinson, I'm not Kirk Cousins. My name doesn't hold very much weight, so that's interesting.
Well, your name is John Urschel, and I know all the other football players know about you in the Big Ten Conference. Can you share a little bit about what you'll be talking about today?
I'd like to address the young players in the conference and talk about things that you should try to aspire to do in your career.
You're so good in the classroom and on the field, and you talk about how far you've come. Which one makes you more proud?
On the field, certainly. I've put in a lot of hours, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into football, into becoming the best player I can possibly be. And I take pride in how far I've come, and I also work every single day to try to become even better and make the next step.
Was there ever a doubt in your mind to come back for this senior season at all?
No. No question.
John Urschel, COSATA academic, All-American, first team, 4.0 grade point average in mathematics, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. What's harder, John, the football field or being in the classroom doing so well?
Let me try to explain this. And still, let me try to explain this but not sound too straightforward. I have a pretty big frame. I'm fairly athletic, but, you know, I'm not some 6'6", massive offensive tackle. I'm not a Donovan Smith. I don't look like Taylor from Michigan. Coming out of high school, my junior year of high school, I was about 220 pounds. I had to work to become a good offensive lineman. I had to perfect my technique. I had to really make an effort in the weight room. I put a lot of effort into getting where I am today. And while I've been successful in the classroom, I'm much more talented at math. I've been much more gifted mathematically. And while I've put in a serious effort in that as well, it comes much easier. And because it comes much easier, I'd say I take less pride in my accomplishments in that respect. I'd say I have higher standards for my accomplishments in that area just because I've been blessed with more in that area.
Getting back to the football field, Coach Bill O'Brien going into his second year with the Nittany Lions. Talk about his leadership that made this football team what it was last season.
I'd say he was the centerpiece. He was definitely the rock, the glue that held us together. He set a strong example for the entire team, and I'd say it's his strength, his perseverance, his determination that really helped us be successful last year, and I don't think it'll be any different this season. He sets a great example for the entire football team and the program as a whole.
Penn State offensive guard John Urschel with us here for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Not only do you want to go on and play professional football, you also want to pursue your PhD. And some of the folks today are asking about concussions and what is more important, playing football, maybe suffering a concussion, or getting your PhD and learning more about that and trying to help other contact sport players
with concussions?
I've been getting this question a little more often lately. I understand why. So this is interesting, and I think I'm going to be giving very disappointing answers. I'm aware you play football. Sometimes you may get a concussion. But I think it comes with the territory. And we're all adults here. We're grown men. And we understand the risks we take by playing football. And this is a game that I love. And I will happily take that risk every single time I go on the football field.
John Urschel, 307 pounds, is what they list him at, 6'3", offensive guard, academic All-American. Also on the field, he's a all-conference selection from Penn State, as he is going to be giving the players' address during the Big Ten luncheon. That is about to get underway. It is underway, but for him, his speaking part will be coming up. But going to be very interesting. Kirk Cousins floored everybody 2 years ago, Denard Robinson last year, and today thinking out every response, and a well-educated man in John Urschel.
Are you surprised that they got a representative from Penn State to address the Big Ten and everybody that is in that place here today, 1,700 people or so? And number two, yeah, and John talked about it, an offensive lineman. Yeah, he's not the star quarterback of the best football team in the Big Ten Conference. He's not a star running back, but yeah, an offensive lineman is going to address the folks today. But I get a funny feeling he's got a good message today.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And what I first saw when we were looking it up, because I said, who is giving the speech? I hadn't heard yet, and producer Jeff found that it was going to be John Urschel, and that was one of the things I wanted to circle, because I remember him being here last year. Remember how great of a young man he was and how good of a player he is. And then you look at his bio, you know, everybody has their press guide, and John Urschel's bio starts off with the embodiment of a student athlete. You could read 5,000 college football bios this year. Nobody else is probably going to start off with the embodiment of a student athlete. James Urschel selected as a first-team All-Big Ten guard, first-team academic All-America, as we said last year. Many awards up there for him, including the Big Ten Medal of Honor recipient, which is the highest award you can get in the conference.
How was that, talking to a guy who was a whole lot smarter than you?
In math. I used to be a whiz kid in math, and then everybody has – it's like the big kid in fourth grade that dominates everybody. Everybody catches up because they just do, and that's what happened. Also got a chance to catch up with his head coach, Bill O'Brien, and just ask him about John. My first question, as you'll hear here, was kind of joking if John had discussed his speech with him or if he had worked on him with it at all. And Coach O'Brien said, no.
Coach John Urschel is going to give the players keynote speech today.
Right.
Can you tell us, have you worked with him on that? Has he come to you for advice at all?
I would screw him up. No. That's a great honor for him. And I'm actually looking forward to hearing what he has to say.
Are you surprised that the Big Ten has given a Penn State player, even though it's John, an opportunity to speak?
No. I think he's, to me, a shining example of what college athletics is all about. I mean, here you have it. You have a guy that's a heck of a football player and obviously a great student, too, and probably has a chance to play pro football. And so it's good.
He talked about what an honor it is and how he can't believe how far he's come since his freshman year. Like many kids can't believe how far they've come since their freshman year.
Right.
Just talk about where you've seen his growth in your short time.
Right. You know, I've only been around him for, you know, a year and a half or so. And he's – when we came here, he was a guy that we didn't know much about as a player. And he stood out to us right away in spring practice as a guy that we felt was going to be a real good player for us. So, you know, he's improved since then. And he went out last year, had a really good year. And he's had a real good off season. He's improved his strength level and his conditioning level, and so we think the world of John Urschel.
Is he as humble as he appears?
Oh yeah, he's the real deal. He's the real deal.
That's Penn State football coach Bill O'Brien joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talking about John Urschel. And again, we'll move on from this after this comment here, Mike. I guess the point I'm making and asking is, will John even bring up sanctions and hoping that the NCAA will take a look at what's really at Penn State young men like him, they are the people that are at Penn State, and that they are the ones that are being penalized, again, through no fault of their own, and making a plea to the NCAA to relook at the situation and the sanctions.
Yeah, that could possibly come up. I was just thinking to myself how far Penn State has come since a year ago when we were here for Big Ten Media Days. That was right on the heels of everything that took place at Penn State. And we're talking so much about that here. Look how far they have come in 1 year. It really hasn't been brought up too much, if at all, here during a Big Ten Media Days. I'm just surprised about how far Penn State has come in 1 year here at the Big Ten Media Days.
Let's go to our Twitter. We get a little tweet every once in a while talking about defending Purdue. I said, I think they're going to be down. I mean, 6-7, I didn't think they were going to be one of the good teams. Somebody can't, you know, they can't all be great. This says 6-7 and making a bowl game didn't mean a thing. This year, I think they pull some upsets in the Big Ten.
I think
they could pull upsets and still be worse than 6-7, folks. That's another part of my point here. But thanks for the tweet. Really appreciate it. You can always tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550.
They're giving you a bunch of guff here at Big Ten Media Days because you're not on Twitter enough. You're not on Twitter enough. Now you're reading comments from Twitter. You're moving up on this show, aren't you?
Oh,
you're moving right on up.
It's crazy. good thing we've got younger people with me that know what the heck's going on here. Coming up, we're going to hear from head coach Bo Pelini. He's going to talk about the backup quarterback position, which you can actually kind of address now that there's some talent behind Taylor Martinez and that you have to because somebody's got to take over the reins next year.
And in fact, I talked to Bo about that, and you're going to hear that in just a couple of minutes about now that Taylor is kind of on his way out, so to speak, who's going to take over the reins of the Nebraska football team and next year's offense? You know, Taylor's a special man. He does a lot of special things. We don't have another Taylor Martinez, or do we?
Yeah,
sitting in the mix. Yeah.
You don't have anybody that's going to come in, you don't think, right now and start 4 years like Taylor Martinez had to. So we'll hear his comment on that. We'll hear more from Bo about the actual offense instead of talking about problems on defense, about how that offense will be there to fall back on, and some comments on Quincy Enunwa and how much more he can be a party. Good party, just didn't catch a lot of touchdown passes so far in his career. So we'll hear about that as well.
He talked about that. He thinks Quincy's going to be a big part of the offense. We'll get some comments about that. He even thinks that Quincy might have a future on Sundays.
Well,
and he could be being a big-time wide receiver like that.
Well, if you are in the top 10, as Nebraska is top 15 in almost every publication, you've got to have some NFL talent, or else you can't be that good a college football team. So we'll see how it all progresses this year. It is the Big Ten Media Days from Chicago. Doug Gutemike Will here on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you in part by Gary Michaels Clothiers of Hastings, providing you with the finest menswear from Lincoln to Denver. When we come back, Bo Pelini, quarterback Taylor Martinez, and more. Stay with us.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Mark your calendar for Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Start the weekend saving with Young Men's Levi's 514 jeans for just $39.99. Get 45 to 55% on great juniors brands. 50% off all Carter's and Oshkosh Bagosh playwear. And 20 to 50% off athletic shoes. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Save Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale. Kohl's expects great things.
Driving to the grocery store. Sure, Goodyear tires can face it. Get some milk, maybe some carrots, and then drive back home.
But Goodyear's also the official tire of NASCAR. And everything we learn making tires for expert drivers inspires what we roll into yours. You don't just want milk and carrot tires, do you? Go to Goodyear.com and find out how to get up to a $160 rebate. Goodyear, more driven. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Incorporated.
Come into the Home Depot today and get 10% off your first purchase when you open a Home Depot credit card account. That's a big boost to help you finally renew that bathroom or build that deck. or do whatever you've been putting off for way too long. Do it now, and do it with 10% off your purchase. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through July 31st, U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We have the bar ready to go, the new menus are on the table, and now we're ready to staff the place for a busy summer. We're now taking applications for all positions, including front of the house and back of the house. No experience necessary, just bright, shiny faces. We're looking for the staff just as fun as we are. Apply in person at HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Brought to you in part by Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. As we said, it is day two, and there is a lot more to listen to, a lot more to hear. And we got a chance again to hear from Nebraska head football coach Bo Pelini on today's program. We'll get a chance to bring you a whole lot more from Bo Pelini in a little bit. But first off, what about what is behind Taylor Martinez at the quarterback position?
Big receivers in the NFL level are it's a valuable commodity. And you just look at, you know, the guys, you know, there are a lot of teams that want the big receivers, the Packers, and, you know, the Niners to a certain extent. And, you know, because they're hard to match up on. You know, it's hard to put a small defensive back on Quincy, and he's going to toss him around a little bit. He's a matchup problem. Then if you put him inside and you put a linebacker on him, you have your problems there too, because there aren't many linebackers that are going to be able to run with him and carry him, cover him. So, yeah, I think his future at the next level is bright.
Obviously, that's Coach Pelini talking about Quincy and Nunwa there and what his future could be in pro football. Quincy a chance to get some things done there as well. Let's get back to the backup quarterback position, though, and what he's expecting.
Yeah, I think that's going to be important for us to get some time for our quarterback, for our backups, and back up and see where it goes. You know, but, you know, because you just never know. We've been really fortunate with Taylor, you know, that he hasn't gone down for any extended period of time. And we've been lucky in that regards, because we haven't really, you know, now we're kind of set up. I think we're more capable of handling a long-term injury by our quarterback, even though we don't want that to happen, obviously. But I think we're more now, you know, feel a little bit better if we were to lose him for a game or two now than I would have been a year or two ago. It could have been disastrous.
Finally, the truth comes out, Mike. Yes, we had to keep Taylor in the whole game.
And
we had nothing.
That's why we probably didn't see anybody in the game. Ron Kellogg III was officially listed as the number two quarterback for Nebraska. And I got the funny feeling they didn't have a whole lot of confidence in Ron Kellogg III to run the Husker offense.
That's a tough situation to be in when you can't really say a whole lot of stuff like that, isn't it?
But Bo, he comes out with it now here. He's confident with the guy they got behind Taylor Martinez right now.
Well, what about that offense as a whole? Coach talked about it.
You know, I kind of had a vision in mind of what I saw the offense becoming. And, you know, just started putting things in place to kind of move it in that direction. And I think we've been able to do that. I think we've become very multiple on offense. You know, I think we're on the cutting edge of some of the things that we do. And, you know, what we need to do is to take the next step, in my opinion, is we need to become more efficient. And I just believe in great efficiency on offense. It's not only going to make our offense better, it's going to make our defense better and you know, limit mistakes. And I think that we're going to be able to really dictate to people what we want to do. And that's a good feeling. You know, it means that, you know, we went through some growing pains, obviously, and with, you know, it's hard. You're playing with a young quarterback, you're kind of moving in a different direction and what you're doing offensively. And then it takes time. And I think now we're going into year three of a system. And I think that everyone's more comfortable. I think the pieces are in place. And if we just get a couple more guys, if we just keep building depth in a couple areas, we could be hard to handle.
That's Nebraska football coach Bo Pelini here from Big Ten Media Days. Doug Duda, Mike Will. There's no doubt, and I'll ask Coach Pelini from yesterday's session, the stability, this is something I've kind of been talking about, and more people have started to talk about it as we've had discussions with them. The stability is as good this year as it has ever been. The coaches are all stable. There's no new rookie coaches, no new coordinators. You know, 2 years ago, Tim Beck was just getting in there. Last year, John Papuchas was just getting in there. Taylor Martinez 3 years ago was just taking over. It's always been something new. And this seems to be as stable as they have been. And as he says, now you've got quarterbacks and offensive guys that can do some things because more than usual because they've been there so long.
He talked about his staff being consistent. That was brought up at the roundtable discussion today. I forgot who it was that asked that question, that they got all the coaches still on the staff that they had last year. We talked to Taylor yesterday about the time that he went through two or three different coordinators. It was tough. It was tough trying to run a new system each and every year, and he had that problem even in the high school ranks as he worked his way up here. So, yeah, I think the stability of the Nebraska program is definitely a feather in our cap this year, and maybe something that's going to propel us to that next level.
And that conversation with Taylor Martinez is coming up, but a couple more from Bo Pelini here. We said Quincy Enunwa would be a big part of that offense this upcoming year. Coach agrees.
You know, he is a big, physical, really talented young man. Tough. Works hard every day. He's the kind of guy you want in your program. He does things the right way. It seems like he grows 5 pounds every year, and he just keeps getting bigger and bigger. His size, it's a nice problem to have because he presents us with a lot of versatility of different things we can do with him that we haven't necessarily used him in some of those roles in the past, but we will this year.
Mike, do you think that it is a benefit that Nebraska might have some receivers that can go up and get the ball?
We've got to look at our wide receiving core. You know, Quincy and Nunwo, we got to Kenny Bell. We're going to be good on the outside, I think, this year.
Well, I think that's going to be a key, and I think that's only going to help Amir Abdullah. I think that's all that's going to do is help him and help the guys in the backfield as well.
Obviously, they can't defend anybody or everybody, I should say. And the coach talked about that a little bit. He says the keys to making big plays on offense, you've got to have a lot of stars out on the outside. In addition to a quarterback that the defense has got to be concerned about. You got a running quarterback. He says it's all about creating numbers. Yeah. He says you got to have more numbers than a defense. And he says a team. That's got a running quarterback with three wide receivers that can catch the ball. You can outnumber the defense. Look for some big plays out of Nebraska this year.
Bo knows defense. He does, folks.
Yeah,
don't worry. He does. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll hear more from Bo later on towards the end of the program. But Taylor Martinez had a chance to sit down with the Nebraska quarterback. It's coming your way next here on the Doug and Daddy Show live from Big Ten Media Days in Chicago, brought to you by Bruce Furniture and of Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering at brucefurniture.com. Also, you can stop by and see them if you're a student looking to furnish your room or apartment for the upcoming season, upcoming college sports year, or even academic year, or a parent that's looking for that. Bruce Furniture's bargain basement area has consignments, closeouts, and clearance items as well. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. We'll be right back.
Junction Motor Speedway.
Saturday night racing at its finest. NASCAR sanctioned late models, modifieds, B-mods, hobby stocks, and four cylinders.
Junction Motor Speedway.
The pits open at 4, grandstands at 5, hot laps at 6:30, and the races take off at 7.
Junction Motor Speedway.
On Facebook and online with the latest racing news at JunctionMotorSpeedway.com. Junction Motor Speedway. McCool Junction.
Rockin' Racers Kids Club Night is this Saturday night at Junction Motor Speedway.
Dedication, commitment. Ordinary folks doing extraordinary things. Whether it's working a field well into the night, supporting a family with that second job, or volunteering to make things better for those around us, you feel that dedication pulsing through our community. Doing what it takes to make things better. That's what makes this a great community and a great state. That's Nebraska. And we're proud to have been born and raised here. Platte Valley State Bank and Trust, your financial center, member FDIC.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
If you represent an organization that typically refers job openings, particularly to women and minorities, and would like to be notified of openings at Platte River Radio, an equal opportunity employer, please send contact information to generalmanager@kkpr.com or mail to General Manager, P.O. Box 130, Kearney, Nebraska, or P.O. Box 726, Hastings, Nebraska, 68902.
Hi, my name is Sherry Geiser, and I am the Health and Fitness Manager at the Kearney Family YMCA. Without the YMCA, our community wouldn't be the same. Our kids wouldn't have a safe place to go after school. We wouldn't have access to vital resources that improve our health and well-being, and we wouldn't have a place to turn in time of need. The Kearney Family YMCA changes lives by providing essential programs and services that strengthen our community. And as a nonprofit, we rely on your financial support to keep doing just that. We all need the Y. To give, visit www.kearneyymca.org.
The following sponsors are proud to support the area youth involved in all the area county fair and 4-H and livestock auctions. Trampy Ag, Kappa Grains, Zorb Farms, Exchange Bank of Minden, Loprino Foods of Ravenna, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, Ravenna Sanitation, RAI of Nebraska, Exchange Bank in Minden, Stadler Implement in Minden, and Clevenger Farm Products. Good luck to each and every one of you. Taking time out of your summer to be part of such a great program is a blue ribbon in itself.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.